Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Judge Killed My Son. Well, let's see this fucking atrocity. It's real fucked up. Let's go. Yes, fellas, here's something started by my great role dog, Big Daddy Hitler. Yes, this guy was very prophetic and he was against degeneracy. Now that I see where degeneracy leads to, I'm on board with him wholeheartedly. He says, as a Christian, I have no duty to allow myself to be cheated, but I have a duty to be a fighter for truth and justice. Really, very, very, very true words. I bet you say, yes, but Hitler killed millions and millions of Jews. Really? Did he really? Well, he was just taking out the garbage, in my opinion, but what do I know, right? I bet you say, oh, Gonzo, what does Hitler have to do with child death? Well, glad you asked. A judge put a child in danger by leaving it with his mommy. Let's watch. Yes, women are so caring and nurturing. Look at this. Boy dies in mom's care. Court jails dad for criticizing the judge who gave her custody. Yes, very fucking smart indeed, right? Fuck you, Judge Doom. You suck my dick. Yeah, and because it's a court order, it's not considered manslaughter, is it, right? Right? Oh, okay, it's okay when judges do it, but when fucking... whatever. Fuck you. Well, let's read the meat and potatoes of this fucking messed up atrocity. Let's go, right? Father, 35, is acquitted of threatening judge online after spending 2 months in jail for posting Facebook messages about his son who died in the midst of custody case. Yes, good job, judge. So this was on September 20th of 2019 by some foreign person on the Daily Mail. Alright. So Jonathan Vander Hagen from Michigan was found not guilty of misdemeanor malicious use of telecommunication services. Okay, so this guy's in trouble for talking shit about a judge. Gay. It took just 26 minutes to acquit the dad of the charges stemming from his angry Facebook post invoking Judge Rachel Rancillo. Oh yes, this chick, of course it's a chick, is pissed off because this dude talks shit and it only took 26 minutes to see that he didn't do nothing wrong. Not like this judge. If I was this dude, I'd be trying to do some legal action against this fucking judge. My opinion. Vanderhagen was angry, oh you think, at the Macomb County court system. Fuck yeah, I would be too. After his one-year-old son, poor kid, Killigan, oh that's a weird name for your kid, Killigan, died in his mother's care in 2017. Yes, loving mother, right? Vanderhagen posted a photo of himself holding a shovel bearing the judge's Rancillo's initials. Rancillo? Jeez, she'd call her rancid because this bitch is rancid, but whatever, right? Which prompted her to file a police report. You fucking security cat bitch, fuck you. Vanderhagen has spent 2 months in jail after a judge raised his bond amount from $1,000 to $500,000. Ooh, good job, judge. Fucking bitch. A Michigan father who spent nearly 2 months in jail has been acquitted of threatening a suburban Detroit judge over the death of his toddler son. Jonathan Vanderhagen, 35, has been deeply critical of Macomb County courts after his one-year-old son, Killigan, passed away during a custody dispute in 2017. He was charged in July with misdemeanor malicious use of telecommunication services after posting an online photo of himself holding a shovel with the initials Judge Rachel Rancillo. Wow. So how the fuck did a misdemeanor that started as $1,000 bond turn into $500,000? Dude, did this guy rape somebody? Did he molest his kid? Did he murder somebody? No, he just put the initials of a stupid judge on a shovel. I'd rather put the... never mind, because then they get me for threat or for threat-arrestic fucking threats or whatever. Fuck. Yeah, you think this dude deserves to go to prison? Yes, I know he looks rough around the edges, but look, he's right here with his kid. You think he... Nah, this guy didn't deserve to go to jail for this shit. Just because some judge made a fucked up error in judgment? Now this guy had to pay? Nah, I think this judge should be paying for her crimes. Just an opinion, but you know, I don't get my wishes come true. Whatever. Yeah, even says right here, 1-year-old Killen Vanderhagen died in September of 2017, while his mother's care, not long after his father filed for sole custody of the boy. Wow, simply wow. But a 6-person jury on Thursday cleared Vanderhagen of the count after just 26 minutes of deliberation, reported Detroit Free Press. Oh yes, it took 26 minutes to know that this judge is full of shit. Oh, but are they going to give this guy justice? Something tells me no. Vanderhagen testified during his 3-day trial that he never threatened the judge. He told jurors he posed with a shovel because he was digging up every bit of truth to expose injustice in the court system. Rancid was not present for the not guilty verdict. She previously told jurors from the witness stand that she believed Vanderhagen was going to kill me and bury me after he was done. Yes, but would he be wrong? Really? Would he be wrong? I don't think so. The case began unfolding in 2017 when Vanderhagen from Chesterfield Township filed for sole custody of his son, accusing the boy's mother of being an unfit parent with a history of drug abuse. Yeah, you're probably getting high with Judge Rancid, fucking whores. The case was assigned to Judge Rancid, but she said from the witness stand that she never heard it. Aren't you a judge? Isn't that what your job is supposed to do? Huh? Fucking lay. That's why women shouldn't be doing jobs, period. They should be in the kitchen making sandwiches and babies. But no, people rather do this egalitarian bullshit, and now a child paid for it with his life. Killen, who was born with a brain disorder and required special care, passed away on September 22nd of 2017 while in care of his mother as the custody case was winding its way through the courts. No charges were ever filed in the boy's death. That's a big mistake, but you know, women, right? In early July 2019, Judge Rancid filed a report with the local sheriff's office accusing Vanderhagen of threatening her after family and friends alerted her to some troubling posts on the man's Facebook page. I call bullshit on this. How the hell is her family and friends gonna know this guy? Yeah, a guy that she's been working on his case. Most likely this chick was trolling him. Yeah, she was like watching him and checking him out. Because women, stupid, I know, right? Now back to this bitch's fucking rants. Railing against her and the entire court system. Boo hoo hoo. Some posts included screenshots from Rancid's own Facebook page and references to her relatives. Of course, bunch of fucking faggots and fucking weirdos. On status update from Vanderhagen's page read, "Dada, back to digging and you best believe I'm gonna dig up some skeletons in this court's closet." Yes, didn't say nothing about killing, he's gonna be digging up for some truth. Where the hell does murder come into it? But I guess because this chick killed this guy's son, she has it coming to her. Conscience? Maybe. The message was accompanied by a photo of Vanderhagen holding a shovel with the initials RR on the handle. Maybe it was Red Rocket, right? Go Team Rocket! Maybe the Red Rocket she's thinking of is a fucking dog's dick, you know? That's what white women do, right? Maybe. Vanderhagen, an artist and musician with no prior criminal record, was arrested and released on $1,000 after being ordered by... 2 weeks later, when the man appeared in court for a pre-trial hearing, another judge accused him of violating the no-contact order by continuing to post message on Facebook about his son and railing against the purported corruption in the court system and set new bond for $500,000, which Vanderhagen was unable to pay, landing him in jail for the next 2 months. Yay! On the first day of his trial, last Friday, Vanderhagen turned down a plea deal, which would have seen him plead guilty to a lesser charge of disturbing the peace in return for receiving credit for time served. Yeah, fuck that shit. Rancid testified during the trial that she was scared for her own safety and for the safety of her children after seeing some of Vanderhagen's posts. Oh gee, at least your children are alive, unlike this dude's. So you think this guy doesn't have a bone to pick with you? Well, whatever, right? I digress.
I was afraid something bad was going to happen to myself or my children,
she told the court. What a fucking weak fucking whore, you bitch. The quote-unquote judge also claimed that since the story first made headlines in the summer, she was receiving death threats from strangers. Yes, you see what happens when you fuck around? You find out, you dumb fucking cunt. Someone's gonna administer some street justice to you. Yes, Luigi Mangione strikes again. Dun, 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 dun. Vanderhagen took the stand in his own defense on Friday, insisting time and again that it was not his intention to threaten violence against Rancid. It's not to terrorize her, it's to warn people, he told the jury. Yes, that seems more plausible than killing this person. But, you know, people always take it to extreme measures, right? Okie dokie. In the hours after the verdict was delivered, Vanderhagen's family, friends, and supporters flooded his Facebook page with congratulatory messages celebrating his freedom. That's cool, right? His defense attorney, Nicholas Somberg Jew, was among the first to post on his client's page, writing, "Not guilty," asked in my closing for a quick not guilty to send a message to the prosecutor that this was wrong. Jury deliberated for 26 minutes and 8 seconds. Well, duh, right? On Friday morning, Vanderhagen himself took to social media to thank Somberg and all of his supporters for expressed a renewed commitment to the fight on his son's behalf. That's fucking cool, right? Wow, I have a lot of catching up to do, but it feels so good to be home and a free man, he wrote. Words can't even begin to describe how thankful I am for the incredible amount of family, friends, and followers that held down for me on the outside. Also, a huge thank you to Nicholas Somberg for fighting till the end for killing. Well, Jews fight for money, right? And I told him that we would bring change. Oh boy, we are just getting started. Yeppers, right? Well, this case just proves to you that women are just big giant pieces of shit. This guy's ex-wife for killing his son, and the judge for allowing his son to get killed. So, what can you do in this day and age? Just protect yourself and mind your P's and Q's, right? Well, this is Gonzo G saying goodbye, farewell, and take care of yourself. Bye-bye.